was your most positive experience?
Yeah, yeah,
this is.
And you have to hold a microphone.
Maybe not something in particular, but maybe the general ambience and the self-organization here, which was really great. And I had the feeling that it could just continue like that, you know. We would build houses and it would be not just chaos, but also harmony, you know. Like, it's not just about what was happening on the other side there near the sea, but already in the camp, you know. It's quite... I'm quite enthusiastic, you know. It's really a great feeling. I go from here with a heart full of good vibration, let's say.
I don't know, it was nice being in the Christian tent. It was good going on the blockade, to the blockade site yesterday. It was quite mad, but it was nice to be able to help, like serving food and giving out water and stuff and picking up rubbish. But it was a bit strange because there was like so many police there, and they seemed to like a lot of riot police come in for like no apparent reason and stuff. But it was good just to be there with, yeah, a lot of people. And
I think it was really good seeing the water cannons blockading the road into the summit, but they couldn't move them because every time they did, people were rushing the police lines. I think that was quite good that, yeah, that the police were blocking their own road simply because of the numbers of police and machinery they had to get in place to move protesters.
I think it was the camp. I was staying at Camp Redelich. No, I've got a better highlight. Okay, I was going to the blockade in front of one of the gates in the fence that leads to that separate Heiligendamm from the rest of the world. And it was absolutely amazing. It was like a little town that had emerged within 2 nights. People used all sorts of materials that they had brought or that were around to build something that almost resembled little houses, but it wasn't houses, it was just symbolic. They had lots of different plastic materials, like plastic tarpaulins spread out on the floor, on the street leading to the fence, and each plastic sheet was like a room, like a living room or a bedroom or something. And there were bits of straw bales that people used as cushions or to lie on or to sit on, chairs basically. So the whole thing had a structure. But it wasn't a complete repetition of a normal place, because there was a lot of exchange going on, a lot of swapping things and helping each other out and communicating and being extremely productive in these 2 days where there wasn't really much to do apart from sitting there and hoping that the police wouldn't turn up with water cannons. And one thing I saw was really great. There was a huge slogan written on the field next to the street. It was just no G8, but it was made with bits of newspaper that were held in place with stones from the railway line nearby. And these are stones that you would think that they are really handy to throw them at police, but instead of using them to throw them at the police, they were used to make a symbolic representation of the resistance against this neoliberal world order. And I think this little thing is just one sign of how people are creating the structures structures of resistance. And I love that image.
Well, there's probably a lot of competition for positive experiences. On some of the protests, I think when I just first came out of the train station on the Saturday and just seeing it big and seeing the amount of revolutionary groups that wanted to fundamentally change the system, anti-capitalist groups, just how much effort had been put into the props, into promoting freedom of spread of knowledge and stopping barriers to spread of knowledge, and like the leaflet that they've done, taking back a few of those, but they're doing some nice street theatre. So that was good, and just the size of it there. So that was protest in Rostock, the march in Rostock. But there's lots of good highlights. It's good to see people I hadn't seen in a while. And to make new acquaintances.
I think when we had the big blockade and we'd walked across the fields and proved to ourselves just how we could thwart the police and the forces of law and order. Sorry, I can't talk very well. I've got a cigarette in my teeth. How we could thwart the police and the forces of so-called law and order or oppression, depending on what way you want to look at it. And it was really fun to see people just dancing around the outsides of the police lines and walking to where they were going to go anyway. And one of the funny bits was the cows that were in the field had got spooked and ran towards the police line, which spooked the police quite. That was really funny. And then, there was quite a few adventures on the way there. And we come across a drainage ditch and people have decided to build a bridge that took out a rotten tree and laid it across the ditch. Hundreds and hundreds of people had just walked across the water. It was something that the police had obviously assumed would be a barrier to us moving, but it just didn't work. And it was amazing, like thousands of unstoppable, colourful ants snaking across the countryside. It was amazing. So, yeah, I loved that. And apart from that, yesterday, I spent the day as a tourist in Rostock. I went round and had a look at the town, which I'd spent on demonstration. I might have missed a lot of this part of Germany or East Germany that I hadn't seen, and so it was good to take a day off and just put on civilian clothes or whatever and just walk around the town as an ordinary tourist of 50 and enjoy myself and sit and have a beer on the Stubnitz